at this time we're going to celebrate baptisms. I'm going to give you this back. And so I'm going to ask if, Brianna, would you come up? And baptism really is just this picture, this symbol of someone who's accepted that invitation, have said that I have put my faith, my trust in Jesus. You can come on up over here. And if you want to just step in. Yeah. And you can take a seat and put your feet down this way. Yeah. And you can just take a seat right here. Marguerite is going to read Brianna's story. Actually, all right, ready? So go ahead.
Okay. Well, I have the special privilege of being able to read this for Bree. This is the faith story of Brianna Nash. Before I knew God, I couldn't get through anything. Like there was a blockage. As soon as I accepted Jesus in my life, there was nothing I couldn't do. Life got easier, and I thank God for that.
That's right. And so when the baptism candidates come out of the water, the scriptures tell us that when someone comes to Christ, there is a celebration in heaven. And so we're remembering that moment and making an affirmation, because baptism doesn't save us, but it's a means of grace. It's a way for us to remember, to become all that much more real as we experience God's presence, what he's done in our life. It's a step closer to following Jesus, but to affirm that. And just as Jesus, when he himself was baptized, a voice from heaven, the Trinity was there. God the Father's voice said, "This is my son, this is my daughter, with whom I am well pleased." And so we want to celebrate that together as a church family. That's why we do it publicly together. And so when she comes out of the water, when the other candidates come out of the water, would you just erupt in applause and celebration like the Bills just won the Super Bowl that you've been waiting for? Like the Sabres didn't just make the Stanley Cup, they won the Stanley Cup. I'm serious. Let's celebrate together in applause as we celebrate what God has done in Brianna's life. And so, Brianna, do you publicly declare that Jesus is your Lord and your Savior?
Without a question.
Yes. And so we are obedient to God as he said to us. Jesus said, "Go and make disciples, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit." So we baptize you today. You want to plug your nose just so you don't get water up your nose? So, Brianna, we baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Yeah! Woo!
Yeah! Congratulations. I want to pray for you, okay? Jimmy, come on up. Jimmy, come on up over here. This is Brianna. This is Jimmy. I'm going to pray for Brianna. God, we just thank you so much for Brianna. Thank you for her commitment to you. The invitation that you extended, she accepts and declares that publicly, saying that she is your child, that she is crucified with you, Christ, that she no longer lives, but you, Christ, live in her. We just celebrate that fact. We pray, Holy Spirit, that you would fill her from the top of her head to the bottom of her toes, that she would follow you always, knowing that you are with her, that you live inside of her by the power of your Spirit. And so, God, we thank you and we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Congratulations, my friend. I'm going to step out. I'm going to need another towel, too. Marguerite, if you could bring a towel up, too, that would be awesome. There's some downstairs. All right, well, now we have a couple together want to get baptized. We have Emma and James. And so I'm going to ask if, excuse me, breathing in my microphone, sorry.
Okay. So this is Emma's faith story. She says, "I grew up learning to pray to God, as well as my guardian angels up in heaven who live in his kingdom. However, before I married my husband, I started to study scripture at a Wesleyan church with him. I began to understand the story of Jesus Christ and how he saved us. At that point, when I prayed, I still prayed to my guardian angels, but it wasn't until I became a mom that I understood that it was God who made me a mom and God who gave me my children. And ever since, I've understood that it's God that I praise and who I pray to. I also have peace that my relatives who passed away are in heaven. Well, this past year, I felt God visit me in a very real way through a pastor. God used that pastor to help me out of postpartum depression to understand the truth that he had given me the privilege of being a mom, and I deserve to be my girl's mother. God can show himself in so many different ways, and I thank God every day and pray to him with my troubles and know he's my savior now and forever. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me from my sins and offering your words as the truth. Today, I want to share all of this through baptism.
So, Emma, is it your desire to tell our congregation and tell the world that you have indeed accepted Jesus' invitation, that you are a follower of him, that he is your Lord and your Savior?
Yes, I do.
So it is our privilege, James, you and I together, it's our privilege to baptize you, Emma, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Let's pray for Emma. God, we thank you so much for Emma. Thank you for her story. Thank you for the clarity that you've given her, that Jesus, you are the Son of God, that she was talking to you, God the Father, when she was praying. And thank you for today, that you are saying in this moment, you are loved, that I've been there with you, that I'm for you, and that I have a future plan for you you can't even imagine. And so, God, we thank you so much that she is your beloved, and that she has declared publicly that you are her Lord and her Savior. So God, we ask that you would fill her completely with your Holy Spirit, that you guide her every step of the way to walk in step with your Spirit, that you bless her, James, and their family to be a force for your kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, I muted it. I'm going to read James's story. And I'll let you just stand right here. Thank you. So this is James's story. Prior to following Christ, I lived a life without fulfillment in my heart. I desperately sought the approval and acceptance of others. I learned that no matter how significant the accomplishment, others' opinions of me would not fill the void in my heart. As a child, I dreamt of becoming a good father and a husband. I came from a broken family, and as a result, I studied all my friends' families. I found that the traits of parents in a successful family were to have a faithful and loving relationship with their spouse, stable careers, financial stability, healthy, no gambling, and no addictions. I failed to realize that the most important common denominator was that all these families were Christians. I knew that they were Christians, but didn't realize the impact it had on their daily lives. I thought it was a chore rather than a lifestyle. I began my Christian journey when starting college. I honestly started to go to church as a way to spend time with my mother while I was at school. And after a few years, I'd learned some of the scripture and learned how to pray. And 2 years later, I experienced my first significant spark of faith after starting engineering school at UB. Due to a hand injury, I was taking an exam in a different room than my professor, who had neglected to give me a particular equation I needed to complete the exam. All I could think about was how I was going to fail this test, and then I said a prayer out of desperation, and miraculously I remembered how to derive that equation. Shortly after that event, I learned that Philippians 4:13 quote or scripture at church that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I felt I was blessed on this day and that this was a huge milestone on my faith journey. The next 10 years of my life had its challenges, but overall it was great. I met and married my wife, graduated with my master's degree, purchased my dream home, got married, had 2 children, and was thriving in my career. I kept my faith. However, it was easy to keep because life was easy. Looking back, I shamefully feel I was complacent in my faith, and I had the wrong idea of what a faith in Jesus actually entailed. Last year, I realized this when my life had been turned upside down in an instant. My wife suffered from postpartum depression. I had no idea how serious it actually was. This brought hardship for our whole household, especially my wife and I. Our children were also confused why the routines and energy within the household changed. It was heartbreaking. I wanted to pretend everything was status quo and put a happy face on for our children and to uphold our position in society. I felt I had no one to confide in, so I felt so alone. I felt I had to be the strong one while this was the scariest time of my life and there was no sign of a quick fix. Eventually, I broke down, felt paralyzed, and realized I had very little control in the situation. And then I turned to Jesus for the strength and guidance to survive this situation. This was a momentous event in my faith journey. To me, faith is the ultimate trust fall. I believe Jesus' Spirit is alive in me and is the only reason why we're able to get out of this situation. I am now motivated to study the scriptures. I pray the entire world would accept Jesus as their Savior. And I worship Jesus through prayer and my actions. I look forward to worshiping with our church and community with Revive Wesleyan. And I channel my strength through him. I am forever grateful to God and excited for my baptism as it's my next step in my faith journey. So James, is it your desire to tell the world that you are a follower of Jesus, that he is your Lord and Savior?
Yes.
And Emma, James, we baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Yeah! Can I pray for this family together? Come on over. You don't have to get in. It's okay. It's okay. I want to pray for your dad, okay? Do you want to come stand next to your dad? Come on. You're not going to get wet. It's okay. It's okay. He's fine. We'll move closer to her. How about that? Let's pray. God, we thank you so much for James. Thank you for who he is. Thank you for the power of your faithfulness in his life. Thank you, God, that you have been there walking with them this whole time. And at just the right time, God, he reached out to you. And so we thank you, God. We pray your blessing on him, and Emma, their family. We pray that you'd fill James with your Holy Spirit. That, God, he would know that you are with him, that you are for him, and you have a future that he can't even imagine. It's so beautiful. So I pray, God, you fill him up completely. We love you and we trust you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. So we're going to move to a time when we actually see visually that invitation accepted. So Peggy Savelle is going to be baptized with us today. Peggy, you want to get in? One of the beautiful pictures of baptism, what it's saying is that I am a follower of Jesus, publicly declaring it without using words. Now we're going to hear the story that Peggy has shared with us, but really what it's saying is that I am a follower of Christ, so much so that I am crucified with Christ Therefore, I no longer live, that Christ lives in me. And just as he rose again, we rise again out of the water, symbolizing that we are a new creation, that we are full of the cravings and the love and the Holy Spirit within inside of us, the Spirit of Jesus, that he directs our desires, our hopes, and our dreams, and that he is king of our life. And so we're going to hear from Peggy as Becky reads her story.
Yes. And for those of you who don't know Peggy, she was actually my middle school science teacher. So kids who have just filed in, did you know your teachers are real people? Who, yes, isn't that amazing? You can pray for your teachers. And but she says this, being baptized today was an impulse. On Wednesday, during rehearsal, Peggy helps back in the back with the tech, it was mentioned that Kevin and Becky were going to take spontaneous requests for baptism. Despite my extreme displeasure in being the center of attention, I felt a tug to take this step. The Holy Spirit tugs at us, right? She says, I've always been a Christian and active in the churches I attended. Being baptized and as an infant, I didn't know why I should take this next step. But today, I would like to reaffirm my belief in Jesus Christ. I would also like to thank Becky and Kevin for their ability to make me feel welcome and shielded as I take this step.
And so we want to be obedient to what Jesus said when he says, go, therefore, and make disciples, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them everything that I've taught you, teach them to obey. And I am with you always to the very end of the age. Now, when we celebrate baptism, it's not just a golf clap, Masters, you know, no. This is a celebration like your favorite sports team just won the championship. This is tenfold times that. This is heaven coming to earth. This is experiencing the presence and the power of God in this person's life. Baptism does not save you, Peggy, we've talked about this, but is an affirmation of what God has done in you and through you and how he is your Lord and your Savior. And so when she comes out of the water, would you just erupt in applause? If you want to do the wave, I don't even care. But let's celebrate together what God is doing. And remember your baptism if you've been baptized already. Remember the difference that Christ has made in your life. May it be a reminder to you as well. So with that said, Peggy, is it your desire to tell the world that you are indeed a follower of Jesus, that you believed he died, he rose again, and he lives today? And as a result, because of putting your faith and trust in him, you are a follower of Jesus.
Without a doubt.
Yes.
So Peggy, it is my privilege to baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Give me a hug. Yes. Keep it going. Come on.
Did not listen to my testimony.
It's about what God is doing. It's what he has done in you. So God, we thank you so much for Peggy. Thank you for the way that you've been walking with her whole life. That we can see a glimpse of heaven today. The life change that you make. I pray that God, she would know just as Jesus was baptized. It tells us in Scripture that there was a voice from heaven that said, this is my son, or in this case, this is my daughter, with whom I am well pleased. I pray that she would hear that resonate in her spirit, that you'd fill her up with your spirit from her head to the bottom of her toes, that she would know that she knows that she knows that you are God, and she has put her faith and trust in you, and her eternity is secure. That God, this is just the beginning. You have an amazing future in store. So we pray a blessing on her. Thank you, Jesus, for what you've done, what you're going to do. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise God one more time. How awesome is that?